Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast, which today is an episode about being British. And today's episode is about the weather. But before I talk about this very famous topic, let's have a look at some vocabulary and a bit of grammar that I will be using in today's podcast. So I have five words or phrases for you to start with. So the first word is an adjective, and it is gloomy. G-L-O-O-M-Y. Gloomy. If something is gloomy, it is sad and depressing. Gloomy. Next is a verb, to boast. And to boast is to show off, to talk proudly about your achievements or possessions. Next is a noun, a heat wave. And a heat wave is a period of time with very hot weather. Next is an expression, first port of call. Your first port of call is the first place to go in order to start a process. It's called a first port of call. And we also have the expression last port of call, which is last option in a process. And finally, small talk. Small talk is the polite conversation about unimportant matters. We usually have small talk when we meet someone just to discuss something not so important, like how was the weekend, or, as you're about to find out, the weather. Okay, so those are the words and expressions I want you to listen out for. But I also want you to listen out for a bit of grammar, and that's how I use the word wish. And I'll come back to this at the end. Okay, so here is being British, the weather. One of the first things that people think of when they talk about Britain is the weather. As I sit here recording this podcast, I look out of the window and see a grey, gloomy December day. This is typical British weather. Sometimes I wish we had Spanish weather. When I went to Valencia in Spain in December 3 years ago, I was more than pleased with the warm weather and sunshine that greeted me. I was able to go to the beach and even enjoy a café con leche sitting outside. In Valencia, they boast about 300 days of sunshine a year. When you visit a place like that, you realise how bad London's weather is. Well, to me, at least. Some people like London's weather. I remember a Brazilian guy once telling me that the weather was perfect for him. It didn't have the extreme heat that his country offered, so very rarely was he uncomfortable. I understand that. It's unusual to have long, painful heat waves, and in the winter it doesn't usually get too cold. But the problem I have is with the lack of sunshine. Natural light is a great source of vitamin D, which is good for regulating the amount of calcium and phosphate in the body. This keeps bones, muscles, and teeth healthy. But also, I just think we're all a bit happier when the sun is shining. But I often wonder, what do people in sunny countries talk about? In the UK, the weather is the first port of call for a conversation starter. The British are brilliant at small talk, and it's probably thanks to the weather. I really wish it was sunnier and warmer here, but maybe without the miserable days, we wouldn't enjoy the good ones so much. And after all, it gives us something to talk about. So what about the weather in your country? Do you like it? maybe you wish you lived in the UK. Okay, so hopefully you heard and understood the vocabulary that I mentioned at the beginning. But we also have this grammar point, which I mentioned, and that is the word wish and how we use it. And I used it three times. I said, sometimes I wish we had the Spanish weather. I said, I wish it were sunnier and warmer here. And I said, maybe you wish you lived in the UK. So the three times I used that, I'm talking about a wish that I or you might have for now. It's not a wish for the future. It's not a wish for the past. It's a wish for now. But notice that in those three examples, I used the past tense. I didn't say, I wish I have, or I wish I live, or I wish I am. I said, I wish I lived, or I wish I were, or I wish I had. In those examples, I used the past simple tense because that's the grammar we have to use for a wish about now. It's a bit strange because you think, well, we're talking about the present. Why are we using the past tense? Well, that's the grammar. Don't blame me. And we have the same type of grammar rule here with the second conditional. And the second conditional, the if sentence, talking about a hypothetical situation now, again, we use the past simple. For example, if I had £1 million, I would buy a Ferrari. Or if it were warmer, I would go to the park. These are very similar grammar points because they're both talking about hypothetical situations now. Okay, hopefully if that grammar point was a little unclear, hopefully it's a bit clearer now. But if not, then you know that you need to do a little bit of studying on how we use wish and also the second conditional. Okay, that's all for today's podcast. I hope you found it useful and interesting. Remember, if you have any ideas for topics you'd like me to talk about on these podcasts, or if you're just interested in taking some classes with me online, then you can find all my contact details on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.